This is In the News in VOA Special English. On Wednesday, a jury in federal court in New York City announced its decision in the case of Ahmed Gailani. The Tanzanian was the first terrorism suspect held at Guantanamo ever to face trial in a civilian court instead of a military court. He was charged in the Al-Qaeda bombings of the American embassies in Tanzania and Kenya on August 7, 1998. The attacks killed 224 people, including 12 Americans. Government lawyers said Mr. Gailani bought the truck and tanks of gas used in the bombing in Tanzania. The government brought 285 charges against him, mostly for murder. But the 12-member jury found him guilty of just one charge, conspiracy to destroy United States property with an explosive device. The crime carries a sentence of at least 20 years in prison and a possible life sentence. Mr. Gailani is 36. He faces sentencing in January. He was the fifth person found guilty in the embassy bombings. The other four were also tried in civilian court in New York and received life sentences in 2001. But they had never been held at the American Military Detention Center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Senator Joe Lieberman says the jury's decision makes it highly unlikely there will be many more civilian trials of Guantanamo detainees. Senator Lieberman, an independent, heads the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee.
To me, we're in a war, and people you capture in a war should be held in a military setting.
But Tom Malinowski of the group Human Rights Watch defended the jury's verdict after a trial in a city that was also attacked by Al-Qaeda.
It shows that American courts and American juries are independent and thoughtful and take their responsibilities very, very seriously.
Republican Representative John Boehner, soon to become the Speaker of the House, urged President Obama to try future suspects in military courts. The president wants to close Guantanamo, but the Gailani verdict could make it even harder for him to get Congress to agree. Defense lawyer Peter Quijano told the court that Al-Qaeda members tricked Mr. Gailani into unknowingly helping them. He says the defense team will appeal the conviction on the single charge. Mr. Gailani was captured 6 years ago in Pakistan. The Central Intelligence Agency held him there for 2 years before he arrived at Guantanamo. The government's case suffered a setback before the trial began. Judge Lewis Kaplan rejected evidence from a government witness. Hussein Abebe was expected to tell the court that he had sold explosives to Mr. Gailani. But Judge Kaplan said the government violated Mr. Gailani's constitutional rights. The judge said Mr. Abebe was identified as a direct result of statements made by Mr. Gailani under duress while held by the CIA. Mr. Gailani's lawyers say he was tortured. The government would not discuss details of his treatment. Tom Malinowski of Human Rights Watch thinks a military court would have reached the same decision as the civilian jury.
The military commissions have been reformed by the Congress and the Obama administration in a way that prohibits absolutely the use of any evidence obtained through torture or cruelty.
And that's In the News in VOA Special English. I'm Steve Ender.